Welcome, beautiful one, to the new moon, new month, new momentum here for March 2022. I want to invite you to really join together around the world for our collective prayer of hope, light, and well-being for all of us right now at this time. The energy is moving. The energy is coming into power positions and manifesting with the frequency we are holding. That's the energy that is being brought in on this new month. So all of us, over these next few days, we can hold powerful, active awakening and acceleration for our humanity together, because March brings in new creational momentum. And there's no question about it that our personal and collective energetics are happening right now to awaken this acceleration. So the big focus for the month of March is, what is that frequency we want to be manifesting from? What is the frequency that we are going to generate the co-creating manifestation that will move the momentum in the unfolding month, cycle, movement? This is the big question. So if we all come together and activate the well-being of our own hope and light with our intentions during this new moon, we're going to find that this frequency will have a powerful, miraculous impact on the intentions that are being placed into the field, into the realm of possibility, into the upper realm of creation. We can use the power of this time, nature's natural synchronization, to create a collective wave worldwide, around the world, where we bring our hearts and our souls together in prayerful intentions for the momentum ready to manifest in March. The ocean tides, we're all connected to it. We're connected to this new moon. Every single one of us are in the same magnetic moon movement of what does it mean to rise and be healthy and not get stagnant with toxic, stuck energy that will breed disease and breakdown, dis-ease. We can choose to put the frequency into the harmony, because the universe is a natural, harmonious network connection of well-being. And we know it because it's built into our very innate instincts that disharmony doesn't feel right, so that we make the moves to be in harmony, to feel that alignment that accelerates us, awakens us to the higher wisdom and connection within the world. So entering into our personal position of power, we can create a cascade of a million lights on around the world for the March new moon. And the more we roll out our prayers and intentions around the world in these next 72 hours, the more we can create a wave of possibility that ignites the light of hope for the momentum of peace and well-being. Because the energy in March is a movement and a momentum. And the most important focus first is manifesting with frequency. It is how we are holding the focus that will generate the frequency for the co-creating manifestation that will move the momentum in the unfolding month. So the most important question that you have to ask yourself right now is, okay, what is being called forward from me that I could use, called forward that I could contribute to the collective with my manifesting frequency? Because my frequency is manifesting. It is co-creating in my personal world and contributing to the collective. So what is the manifesting frequency? What do you want to create right now? That is the number one question to ask yourself. What is being called forward? Honoring your soul-inspired move, your soul-inspired momentum is the highest call we're being asked. We are under the influence of the Pisces energy, and that is a high vibration. It's the water element. We are 75% water. So we're going to be very sensitive to this magnetic movement and momentum this month. And it's being asked for us to create, not from the traditional force, not having manifestations move forward with fear. It's coming from that higher wisdom realm, which I want to call your soul-inspired connection, your soul-inspired alignment. What is that call of the intentions and the creation that wants to come forth for you? It's stirring and it wants to move. And the call for this cycle, this new moon, this new month, is to get into your personal power position, because that's the energy is around power positions, and we can see it acting out in the collective right now. So finding our position with power is being redefined on many levels, personally and collectively. And the greatest gift you can give right now is to ask yourself, how do I align with my position of power? We are at such strong tides of powers shifting around right now, trying to find their power position. So aligning with your personal power will have direct impact on the path for creating and manifesting the momentum that's birthing a new path forward. A new path forward collectively, worldwide, and personally. Your personal path. It matters where you are and your power position for it. So everything with creating the intentions for this new moon is really about, what is it that my intentions are here to offer up with manifesting with the frequency? It's getting clearer and clearer every day that we can no longer outsource our power to all these external channels of power who might not be acting in the best interest of the whole. So our holy ask right now, our prayer and our intention is to take that power position and get clear and in tune in the alignment with what is our prayer for our movement, hope, and light and well-being for what we are going to co-create and bring forward with the frequency that co-creates and manifests an inclusive world, connected world that holds, uplifts, and harmonizes for the good of humanity. That's within your heart. You can feel it within the heart of your hearts. Every soul-inspired desire, intention needs to be heard, needs to be honored, and let move into the world with your personal soul-inspired action. Because the movement and the momentum is here, and it's birthing a new path forward collectively and personally on all of our paths. So the energy and power are moving. We are the ones impacting the momentum of the energy, becoming the frequency that is shaping the future. What is the movement being called for to move with momentum for you? That's the big question. That's the intention. That's the prayer. That's the sacred moment right now. Let's embrace the deepest form of hope in our prayers, our intentions, and our vision to directly connect to the miraculous impact that is here for us to transform the new. The new frequency in manifesting, it's not coming from the old way. It's not coming from force, fear, power over. We are now in the power with paradigm. And it's happening now, and it's your time to take your position in that truth in your life. This directly impacts the mystical, magical stream that is surrounding and is all around right now that manifesting wants to come through, not of the old way, but of this new frequency that holds the higher wisdom, that is that soul-inspired connection that you feel that's inside of you, that's true. And how is it showing up and manifesting in your life? How is it ready to? By taking that pen to paper, antenna to God, the source, the universal loving presence, the divine, we can light the flame of hope, ignite the intentions of meaningful momentum. We are meaning makers. We want our lives to have meaning. We want to be better. So every thought, every word, every move matters. March is all about igniting that power of what really gives that meaning that's true to you. What are those intentions? What wants to come alive? Because there's a new frequency that we're manifesting with. So we're at this crossroads in this cycle. Is what will it be for each of us? Is it going to be the old, or are we going to open ourselves up and elevate to this energy that's surrounding where we can get into the stream, like what I like to call, there is a miracle stream that is available right now to manifest with. And that's the call. It's the higher wisdom. It's the higher connection to what's already in you that wants to come through. And you know, the best way you can honor this is what has been stirring, long held, that's now time to be activated as a dream, as a direction, as an action. And say, this is the day I draw the line. I'm on my path. I'm moving with momentum. I give myself permission. I'm on my mission. My soul-inspired action is ready, and I'm going to move my body. I'm going to move my mind, and I'm going to open my heart and allow my soul to be channeled through this expression of my life in meaningful, co-creative ways that supports you, that supports me, that supports us in meaningful ways. So take the time during these next 3 days, do your new moon ritual, really a calling in this new energy of what do you want to be manifesting with? What is the frequency? Holding it from this highest wisdom that's already inspired within your soul, allowing it to be activated, brought alive, to co-create and contribute from your position of power, the movement and the momentum that is here to support you as a miracle, magical, mystical, ancient wisdom stream that wants this creation to come forward. It's inside your heart. Honor it. Wherever it begins with you right now, what is that next step? That's the big question. That's what March wants, is to draw that line in the sand, show up, stand on that starting place, give yourself permission. This is the frequency that I'm holding. This is what I'm manifesting, and I'm allowing my power position to make the moves and momentum that is ready to shine bright. My soul-inspired manifesting series, the beloved course that's created so many manifesting miracles in many people's lives, is now going to be open for the month of March. We will take 4 weeks where we will bring into focus one important, timely goal that supports a dream that's ready to unfold for the next month here in the March momentum. So it's a 4-week manifesting series where we meet weekly and move the momentum around one goal that supports a big dream with one focus over the course of 1 month. And this is the energy that's here right now. So I'm so honored for those that want to join me over the next month during this March momentum to get clear on all your big dreams. Bring it in to, okay, what is next and how can I manifest what I need next in this? I love doing this. It's something that I do once or twice a year myself, the Soul Inspired Manifesting Series, because it brings into focus all of those big dreams down into a manageable goal, into one focus, and it really moves the momentum. So it's a magically manifesting momentum month, and I want to offer you that container that can help carry you in it. And I would love to have you join. If you are feeling that stirring and you want to be held and connected to help make some magic happen with your manifesting, one focus, one goal, 1 month, and momentum will manifest. When I did my life visioning with my partner this past weekend, you know, preparing for March, you know, one of the questions that I were coming up with is in areas of what did we want to manifest and create? And I really knew that this time for me, it's because that's the energy that's here. It's not about how this manifesting has to come from me. This is a through me opening up to a higher wisdom, a mystical power that is part of that God source and that energy that wants to come through in our own specific, creative, unique expressions and channels. We are the ones we need most right now. And we need a showing up in that alignment. And never before, I've been using the word soul inspired because that truly is where I know all our power is. It comes from the soul of us. And when we are in that inspired soul action, that is the most real, impactful place that we can manifest from. So I feel like everything that I had been expressing about having a soul-inspired goal, having soul-inspired manifesting, this is it, man. We are at the pinnacle of what this means now. Never before in history has this had more value than the velocity of what we are going to be creating by being really clear from our own truth of what does it mean to show up in this world from soul-inspired action, from that true soul-inspired direction. This is what we need on this powerful March new moon, where we are now in this place where the masculine and feminine, Venus and Mars, are in this cycling alignment, in a balanced cycling alignment till the next full moon. It started on the last full moon in February, and it's going to come to an end on this full moon in March. We have the power of deeply aligning and activating this needed healing and this up-leveling in our own humanity in whatever area of your life right now where it is most needed and calling forth. This is your time. Step up, show up, and shine. So write it right, pen to paper, antenna to God. Every word, every thought matters. And let it shine bright. This is the dark moon. That means the light that's inside of you, especially the light that's been stirring that needs to be brought out. That's the activation. That's igniting the flame. And that's what this time is calling for and ready for. And the movement and the momentum is here to support you. May this new moon, new month, new manifesting frequency enrich all of your life. Let's do this together as a collective wave that cascades around the world, because each of us showing up in the light of what's next for us is the carrier to the future we are creating. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.